Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 36. The glory of the Lord Jesus as King and Head of the Body of Christ or the Church of Christ. Topic E. To be a member and to be part of the list of members of Christ's Church. A fact that frequently occurs when people confuse the Church of Christ with assemblies, groups, or religious institutions constituted by human beings, is the emergence of some inquiries that revolve, in one way or another, around questions such as: what church are you a part of? What church do you attend? Where are you a member of the Church of Jesus? Whose church are you from? Now, having been born again, through the Spirit of God by having received Christ into the heart, or being a Christian is inseparable from the condition that a person becomes a member of the body of Christ. Thus, if the Church of Christ is the one body of many members of Christ, does it make any sense to ask a Christian what church he or she belongs to or whose church does he or she attend? Moreover, the body of Christ, which is the Church of Christ and God, is also what the Scriptures call the family of God, which is unique and constituted of those who were born as children of God through receiving Christ in their hearts. And God only has one heavenly family of which His children can be a part. John 1, 12-13. But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in His name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. 1 John 3, 1. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Therefore, just as the body of Christ is equivalent to what the Church of Christ is, so also the Church of Christ is equivalent to what the family of God is, as can be seen below in the text presented by Paul in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians 3, 8-21. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ. To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the Church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Therefore I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the Church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Along with the announcement that God intends to make known His manifold wisdom to principalities and powers in the heavenly places through His Church, the body of Christ composed of the people who are linked to Christ as their head, Paul prays that those who are of the family of God as children of the Heavenly Father be strengthened so that the purpose the Lord intends to do through His Church becomes fulfilled. Showing us that the same individuals who make up the Church of Christ are also those who are called to take the name of the Heavenly Father upon themselves. Understanding the fact that the Church of Christ, the body of Christ, and the family of God are equivalent is also highly significant for knowing how a person becomes a member of the Church, the body of Christ, or the family of God, since the same process that makes a person a member of one of the aspects in reference also makes him or her a member of the other aspects. Becoming a member of the body of Christ, becoming a member of the Church of God, or becoming a member of the family of God, occurs by one and the same process, and there is no way for a person to become part of one of these aspects without also become part of the others. And when does an individual who believes and receives Christ becomes a child of God? An individual becomes a child of God when one receives Christ into one's heart, an act in which one also simultaneously becomes a member of the family of God, a member of the body of Christ, and, equally, a member of the Church of Christ, which is the very body of Christ. When people do not understand that the union with the Church of Christ, which is the body of Christ, occurs through the personal union with the family of God through the new birth in the Lord, they begin to say that a Christian should not be separated from or outside the body of Christ, thinking that this may happen when a person is not associated with an earthly ecclesia and constituted by human beings and not by God. Let us imagine that the association with an earthly or naturally tangible church would be the way for a person to associate with Christ. This point, then, would also mean that when a person would change one's address and had to change from one church to another, one would become disconnected from the body of Christ, one would cease to be of the family of God, and would have to be reinserted in the family of God again when arriving another earthly ecclesia or church, something that is entirely absurd in terms of whether or not a person is part of the family of God. In other words, the idea of the need of becoming a member of earthly associations or earthly ecclesias would lead people, at each change of location or extinction of a place, to have to disconnect from the body of Christ, to cease to be children of God and part of the family of God, and, then, to reconnect by another earthly place to the body of Christ to return to be children of God and part of the family of the Lord. And if, during the root and the transition period, the person died, would he or she be deprived of salvation since one would not be a child of God in the transitional period? Or could an institution's transfer letter guarantee that one would be a child of God for eternal salvation if something tragic happened to him or her? Therefore, to think of a list of members or an earthly list regarding the members of the body of Christ is something utterly different from what the scriptures present to us about being a member of the family of God, the Church of the Lord, and the body of Christ. The association by external acts and by circumcision, an exterior seal of the association with a group or priesthood, was performed by the order of Aaron. However, before God, this order has already been declared as obsolete, is nothing more than symbolic for the present time, and can never perfect before the Lord those who associate with it. If becoming a member of an earthly membership list would be a condition for a person to become a true Christian and a child of God, the criminal on the cross of Calvary could not have been saved, the Ethiopian eunuch would have been deprived of salvation, just like thousands upon thousands of people who have accepted Christ over the centuries and did not become members of a human institution or have not even become aware of this human and not divine rule. The very propagators of the supposed need for membership in earthly institutions are the same ones that contradict themselves when they tell a person on one's deathbed that one can receive Christ right there and be saved just by receiving Christ in the heart. Now, if some do not need a membership in an earthly religious organization, in a naturally tangible church, or some socially or civilly recognized institution, and can be saved in Christ and added to the family of God, why would others need to do so except for the corrupt interests of those who want to entice people into their folds or religious systems of domination and control of others' lives? True Christian circumcision, that is, the seal of adherence to Christ, is spiritual and not carnal or external. It occurs in the heart and not in the associations that people do with things of the natural world, just as also is the list of members of the spiritual body of Christ, as we can see explicitly exemplified in the texts below. Romans 2, 28-29. For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not from men but from God. Hebrews 12, 22-24. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. Becoming a member of the body of Christ, having come to the church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, and having come to the heavenly Jerusalem occurs equally and together with having come to Christ Jesus by faith as the Lord and mediator of the new covenant, to God and his heavenly family. Romans 10, 9-13. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Becoming a member of the church and the body of Christ or being made by God a member of the body and the church of Christ is as simple as salvation, for God's salvation is to become part of the family of the Heavenly Father, the church of Christ and God, or the body of Christ. Whoever believes and receives Christ as Lord and is saved by the Lord, automatically and simultaneously, is also listed among those saved by Christ and who individually make up the Lord's eternal body. The membership list of the Church of Christ is in heaven, and it is spiritual, as is associating with Christ and as is the seal of God's salvation offered to us in the new covenant. The list of members of the Church of Christ is not found on earth, has no replication on earth, and could never be truly administered by people or institutions on earth, for only the Lord knows what is going on in the hearts of all individuals. Who controlled the association with the priesthood according to the law of Moses by an external act was, as we have already mentioned, the order of Aaron, its priests, and the Levites of this order because they also controlled the earthly tabernacles and the people's contributions to this order, which, however, has already become obsolete because of the superior work of Christ. For those who want to be part of an earthly list of members and an earthly religious institution, and who trust in the association with an earthly religious institution to try to feel secure about their salvation or because they think that they need to do so to be blessed by God, the scriptures warn that. Galatians 5, 1-6. Stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. In Christ, there is no benefit for a person to see one's name on the human list of members of an assembly or congregation, for what saves a person eternally is not that one is on an earthly list of members or connected to some church in one city, but the fact that one has the faith of God and through it believes in Christ and is saved by the grace of the Lord. No one on earth is able to see the exact list of members of the body of Christ, for the list of members of the Lord's church is in heaven, and it is only up to Christ and the Heavenly Father to administer this list. And still, in Christ, each person can be sure in one's heart, through faith, that one has received Christ and that one is on the eternal list of members of the body of Christ, without needing to be on any earthly list of any priesthood at all. Galatians 3:26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:14-15. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 John 5:11-13. And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. The Spirit that works through those who say that a Christian needs to have one's name registered in a list of members of a religious institution, or even in informal groups in the present world, is a spirit of deceit and bondage that wants to produce torments and fear, but that mainly wants to make people return to slavery to the laws of the institutions by which the spirit works to imprison people under these laws and to try to disconnect people from Christ and make them fall from the grace of the eternal Lord. If someone is not of Christ, through the faith that Christ is the only mediator of God towards human beings, a person can be a member of one or more earthly institutions for many years and still not be part of the church and the body of Christ indeed. Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. The person who becomes a member of a membership list in the present world, thinking that in this attitude one will find salvation or the favor of God, is a person who is choosing to walk by sight and not by faith, for one relies on the status of being a member in something tangible one sees and may control. However, the position of faith in Christ and being a member of the heavenly list does not depend on a fleshly and tangible condition but a personal relationship from the heart with Christ Jesus through faith in the Lord. When the man who was blind from birth, mentioned in John 9, was expelled from the membership list of the Jerusalem temple because Christ healed him and because he testified that Christ healed him, it occurred that his spiritual eyes were opened to see the Christ who had healed him and who now presented himself to the healed man also to be his head and eternal Lord. When the one who had been healed was expelled from the list of members controlled by human leaders and believed Christ, the Lord Jesus received him to be part of the eternal list of members that stands before the eternal God. Thank God that becoming a member of the body of Christ and the Church of God is not established by the standards of human institutions. And thank God that membership in the body of Christ is according to faith in the Lord, according to his mercy and grace that do not judge people as the institutions run by human beings do. In Christ, everyone is considered a firstborn of the Church of God's children registered in heaven and where no one can interfere and manipulate who can and who cannot be on this list. Human lists or of the present world that are called Christian, but manipulated by human beings throughout history, are lists that act on behalf of unrighteousness and concerning which a true Christian should stay away from because earthly lists cannot perform the righteousness of God. Yet another reason why the order of Aaron has also been revoked. The solid foundation in God is to be known by God, and it is this being known before God that determines to which body and membership a person belongs. 2 Timothy 2:19. Nevertheless the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his, and, let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Just as the eternal high priest, who is also king of righteousness and peace, intercedes in heaven with the heavenly Father for each member of his body and from where he also speaks and teaches them, so likewise Christ, the eternal high priest of the eternal and free church, enrolls or registers in heaven the members who are truly part of his everlasting body. Hebrews 12:25-26. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he has promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not only the earth, but also heaven. It is before the Heavenly Father and Christ in the eternal heavenly places that it is essential to be enrolled in the heavenly membership list of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Luke 10:19-22. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him.